Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order. Chapter 4, Sati Quits Her Body. Part 1, Verses 1 through 23. Sati condemns her father. Sage Maitreya continued instructing Vidura. Lord Shankara was silent after speaking to Sati, seeing her between decisions. Bhavani was very much anxious to see her relatives at her father's house, but at the same time, she was afraid of Lord Shiva's warning. Her mind unsettled, Sati moved in and out of the room, just as a swing moves this way and that way. Sati felt very sorry at being forbidden to go see her relatives at her father's house, and due to affection for them, tears fell from her eyes. Shaking and very much afflicted, Sati looked at her uncommon husband, Lord Shiva, as if she were going to blast him with her vision. Thereafter, Sati left her husband, who had given her half of his body due to affection. Breathing very heavily because of anger and bereavement, Sati went to the house of her father. This less intelligent act was due to Sati's being a weak woman, Straina Vimudha Dhi. Lord Shiva is described by the words Tri Netra, one who has three eyes. And so, when they saw Sati leaving alone very rapidly, thousands of Lord Shiva's disciples, headed by Maniman and Mada, quickly followed Sati with Lord Shiva's bull Nandi in front and accompanied by the Yakshas. The disciples of Lord Shiva arranged for Sati to be seated on the back of a bull and gave her the bird which was her pet. They also bore a lotus flower, a mirror, and all such paraphernalia for Sati's enjoyment and covered her with a great canopy. Followed by a singing party with drums, conchels, and bugles, the entire procession was as pompous as a royal parade. Sati then reached her father's house where the sacrifice was being performed, and she entered the arena where everyone was Brahma Ghosh, chanting the Vedic hymns. Great sages, brahmanas, and demigods were all assembled there, and there were also many sacrificial animals, as well as pots made of clay, stone, gold, grass, and skin, which were all requisite for the sacrifice. Because all the people assembled were afraid of Daksha, none of them received Sati well when she arrived at the arena along with her followers. No one welcomed Sati other than her mother and sisters, who, with tears in their eyes and with glad faces, welcomed Sati, talking with her very pleasingly. Although she was received by her sisters and mother, Sati did not reply to their words of reception. And although she was offered a seat and presents, Sati did not accept anything, for her father neither talked with her, asked about her welfare, or even welcomed her. Present in the arena of sacrifice, Adishwari, Sati, saw that there were no oblations for her husband, Lord Shiva. Sati next realized that not only had her father failed to invite Lord Shiva, but when Daksha saw Lord Shiva's exalted wife, his own daughter, Daksha did not even receive her. Thus, Sati became greatly angry, so much so that Sati looked at her father as if she were going to burn Daksha with her eyes. The followers of Lord Shiva, namely the ghosts, were now ready to injure or kill Daksha, but Sati stopped them by her order. Sati became very angry and sorrowful, and in that mood, Sati began to condemn the process of sacrificial fruitive activities and persons who are very proud of such unnecessary and troublesome sacrifices. Sati especially condemned her own father, speaking against Daksha in the presence of everyone. The blessed goddess thus spoke, "Lord Shiva is Priya Atmana, the most beloved of all living entities. Shiva is Atishayana, having no rival. No one is very dear to him, and no one is Shiva's enemy. No one but you could be envious of such a Samasta Atmani, universal being, who is also Mukta Vairake, free from all enmity. O twice-born Daksha, a man like you can simply find fault in the qualities of others. Lord Shiva, however, not only finds no fault with others' qualities, but if someone has even a little good quality, Shiva magnifies it greatly. Gunanshcha Falgun Bahuli Karishnavo. Unfortunately, you have found fault with such a great soul. It is not at all wonderful for persons who have accepted the transient material body as the self to engage always in deriding great souls. Such envy on the part of materialistic persons is very good, because that is the way they fall down. They are thus diminished by the dust of the feet of great personalities. My dear father, you are committing the greatest offense by envying Lord Shiva, whose very name, consisting of two syllables, purifies one of all sinful activities, and his order is never neglected. Lord Shiva is always pure, and no one but you envies him. Lord Shiva is Vishva Bandave, the friend of all living entities within the three worlds, but you are envious of Lord Shiva. For the common man, Shiva fulfills all desires, and because of their engagement in thinking of his lotus feet, Shiva also blesses higher personalities who are seeking after Brahma Ananda, transcendental bliss. Do you think that greater, more respectable personalities than you, such as Lord Brahma, do not know this inauspicious person who goes under the name Shiva? He associates with demons in the crematorium. His locks of hair are scattered all over his body. He is garlanded with human skulls and smeared with ashes from the crematorium. Still, in spite of all these inauspicious qualities, great personalities like Lord Brahma honor Shiva by accepting the flowers offered to his lotus feet, even placing them with great respect on their own heads. Now, if one hears an irresponsible person blaspheming the master and controller of religion, then one should block one's ears and go away if unable to punish the rascal. But if one is able to kill, then one should by force cut out the blasphemer's tongue and kill the offender, and after that, one should give up one's own life. Therefore, I shall no longer bear this unworthy body which has been received from you. You who have blasphemed my husband, Lord Shiva. It is said that if someone has taken food which is poisonous, the best treatment is to vomit. Jagadhasya mohadhi vishuddhim andaso jugupsitasyod dharanang prachakshate. Therefore it is better to execute one's own occupational duty than to criticize others. Elevated transcendentalists may sometimes forego the rules and regulations of the Vedas, since they do not actually need to follow them, just as the demigods travel in space, whereas ordinary men travel on the surface of the earth. In the Vedas, there are directions for two kinds of activities. Pravritti, activities for those who are attached to material enjoyment, and Nivritti, activities for those who are materially detached. In consideration of these two kinds of activities, there are two kinds of people who have different symptoms. But if one wants to see two kinds of activities in one person, that is contradictory. But both kinds of activities may be neglected by a person who is transcendentally situated. My dear father, the opulence we possess is impossible for either you or your flatterers to even imagine. For persons who engage in fruitive activities by performing great sacrifices are concerned with satisfying their bodily necessities by eating foodstuff offered as sacrifice. We can exhibit our opulences simply by desiring to do so. This can be achieved only by great personalities who are renounced, self-realized souls. You are an offender at the lotus feet of Lord Shiva, and unfortunately, I have a body produced from yours. I am very much ashamed of our bodily relationship, and I condemn myself because my body is contaminated by a relationship with a person who is an offender at the lotus feet of the greatest personality. And because of our family relationship, when my husband, Vrishadwaja, addresses me as Dakshayani, as your daughter, at once I become morose, and my jolliness and smile also disappear. So I feel very much sorry that my body, which is just like a bag, has been produced by you. Therefore, I shall give it up. Recorded August 5, 2023 by Niruntara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Hara Twang Sang Sarang Druta Taram Asarang Surapate Hara Twang Papanam Vitatim Aparang Yadava Pate Aho Dine Nape Nihita Charano Nishchitam Idam Jagannatha Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavatu Me Jagannatha Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavatu Me Jagannatha Swami Nayana
Patagami Bhavatume.
O Lord of the demigods, please quickly remove this useless material existence that I am undergoing. O Lord of the Yadus, please destroy this vast, shoreless ocean of sins. Alas, this is certain. Lord Jagannath bestows his lotus feet upon those who feel themselves fallen and have no shelter in this world but him. May that Jagannath Swami be the object of my vision. Jagannath Ashtakam Punyam Yah Pathet Prayata Shuchi Sarva Papa Vishuddhatma Vishnu Lokam Sat Gachati. That self-restrained virtuous soul who recites these 8 verses glorifying Lord Jagannath becomes cleansed of all sins and duly proceeds to the abode of Lord Vishnu. Nava Gauravarang Nava Pushpasharang Nava Bhavadarang Nava Lasya Param Nava Hasya Karang Nava Hema Varang Pranamami Shachi Sukta Gauravaram Pranamami Shachi Sukta Gauravaram Pranamami Shachi Sukta Gauravaram Nava Prema Yutang Navanita Shuchang Nava Vesha Kritang Nava Prema Rasam Nava Dhavilasat Shubha Prema Mayang Pranamami Shachi Sutta Gauravaram Hari Bhakti Parang Hari Namadharang Kara Japya Karang Hari Nama Param Nayane Satatang Pranayasrudharang Pranamami Shachi Sutta Gauravaram Pranamami Shachi Sutta Gauravaram Pranamami Shachi Sutta Gauravaram Satatam Janata Bhava Tapaharam Paramartha Parayana Lokagatim Navaleha Karang Jagat Tapa Harang Pranamami Shachi Sutta Gauravaram Pranamami Shachi Sutta Gauravaram Pranamami Shachi Sutta Gauravaram Nija Bhakti Karang Priya Charu Karang Natanartana Nagara Raja Kulam Kulakamini Manasa Latya Karam Pranamami Shachi Sutta Gauravaram Pranamami Shachi Sutta Gauravaram Pranamami Shachi Sutta Gauravaram Karatala Valankala Kantaravam Mriduvadya Suvinakaya Maduram Nija Bhakti Gunavrita Natyakaram pranamami sachi suta gauravaram. Pranamami sachi suta gauravaram. Pranamami sachi suta gauravaram. Yuga dharma yutang punar nanda sutang. Dharani suchitrang bhava bhavokshitam. Tanujyana chitang nijavasa yutang. Pranamami shachi suta godavaram. Pranamami shachi suta godavaram. Pranamami sachi suta godavaram. Arunang nayanang charanang vasanang. Badane skalikang swakanamadaram. Kurute suratang jagatap jivanang. Pranamami sachi suta godavaram. 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 Nitai goranga, nitai goranga, nitai goranga, godahari. Godahari jaya, godahari. Nitai goranga, godahari. Godahari jaya, godahari. Nitai goranga, godahari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. Hare Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. Hare Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. Hare Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. Hare Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana.
Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda 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 Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya, Govinda Jaya, Jaya.